U.S. greater than U.S. bans imports from Malaysia's top glove after discovering shocking forced labor conditions. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz U.S. bans imports from Malaysia's top glove after discovering shocking forced labor conditions news. U.S. bans imports from Malaysia's top glove after discovering shocking forced labor conditions. Breaking, Tun M reveals why he resigned as the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia. Defense Minister, not compulsory for school students to wear face masks. Is it okay to take photos of others without their consent because they're not wearing masks? Elon Musk's Neuralink could potentially retrain the human brain to cure mental illnesses. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People features lifestyle, love daydreaming? This study proves you might actually be smarter than others. Deboba releases new mochi soya milk tea series and it's intriguing. Dehydration can make you look older than your age, here's why. Singapore has salmon sashimi noodles and we're jealous. Chocoholics, you can visit these 10 places in Klang Valley to satisfy your sweet tooth. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granti Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after six-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The U.S. has banned imports from Malaysia's Top Glove, the world's largest maker of rubber gloves over forced labor concerns. Channel 4 News investigation recently revealed the shocking working conditions of migrant workers in Top Glove Malaysian factories who were forced to meet intense production targets to churn out mass amounts of personal protective equipment (PPE) during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the news site, Top Glove workers were allegedly expected to work 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week and were paid less than RM6 per hour. If they worked overtime, they were paid a mere RM8 per hour. Upon further investigation, it was discovered that pay slips of some workers clocked up to 111 hours in overtime, which directly breaches the maximum limit of overtime allowed under Malaysia's employment laws. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said it decided to impose the ban on Top Glove based on reasonable evidence of forced labor in the manufacturing process, said reports from Yahoo News. In Channel 4 News Investigations video, these migrant workers were also subjected to appalling living conditions that completely outruled laws of social distancing. Hostels fitted up to 24 workers in one room and workers were under the constant fear of possibly catching the virus. The video also shows the workers claiming that they are not paid for working an additional time of up to 30 minutes a day when time is spent queuing to take temperature checks. All they need is only one person if, at all contacted with someone who has COVID-19, the entire group of workers will be in a vulnerable situation as what happened in Singapore. Said former Secretary General of the Malaysian Trades Union Congress, Gopal Krishnam. The alleged living conditions of Top Glove's migrant workers. Top Glove has since responded, denying all allegations made against them. Top Glove is compliant with labor laws and social compliance requirements and is committed to continuously improving our labor practices, said Channel 4 News. However, this isn't the first time that the company has been scrutinized for claims that it exploited its workforce. The company said it covered recruitment costs for workers since January 2019, but some workers are still waiting on return fees, say reports from The Hill. Over the past few months, we have been working on this issue, which involves extensive tracing, to establish the correct amount to be paid back to our workers, said Top Glove, in a statement. What do you guys think of this? Also read, Al Jazeera criticized by Malaysians for biased reporting on foreign workers during the pandemic. Source, Nikkei Asian Review. Source, Channel 4 News. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.